What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Danny B, and I'm back with another episode of Average Black Girl. So this episode is not going to be so much about my personal experience. Well, kind of about my personal experience, but about just women experience in general. So this is more for my women who weren't raised by their fathers, but if you were raised by your dad, you can chime in on this too, but more so ladies who weren't raised by their dads. I really kind of want to see your perspective on this one. So I was talking to my friends the other day, and we were having a conversation about women and women's response to men and sex and things like that. So my perspective was, being a woman that wasn't raised by a man, I have two brothers, but obviously love from brothers and love from a father are two totally different things. So my perspective on being a woman who was not raised by her father is that when you're younger, you don't really know what it feels like to be loved by a man as far as your dad is concerned. So you don't really know. Maybe you have an uncle, or you know, your grandfather, brothers or something like that, but you don't really know what love from a father really feels like. So in growing up, you're kind of learning what love from a man is supposed to feel like, what proper love from a man is supposed to feel like, whether it be a spouse or a male friend. Whatever energy you're kind of giving, you're gonna take and kind of try to decipher yourself. Is it correct? Is it incorrect? Is this the proper energy? Is it not? Is this how I'm supposed to be dealing with people, or is it not? You know, so in the sense that maybe you weren't raised by your father and you don't know exactly what it feels like to be loved without being touched. So being loved mentally, being stimulated mentally and emotionally, and just more ways than sexually. So those are things that your dad is going to provide for you as a young lady. So as you grow older, you learn to seek those things in a partner, seek those things in a spouse or a man or a companion or whatever you're looking for. You're going to seek those things because you're used to that love or that energy from your father, that stimulation from your father. Now, if you weren't raised by your father, you don't really get that energy and that stimulation. So you really don't know what it feels like, how it's supposed to feel, or if it's incorrect or correct when you do receive it. So when you do get to a situation where you're dealing with a man or dealing with you know, a boy or whatever your age range is, you're kind of lost as to how you're supposed to feel and how you're supposed to receive love. So it becomes a situation where I feel like women overly sexualize themselves because we're not really sure about how we're supposed to receive love. And so we only know pretty much that in order to receive love, we know we have to give something in order to receive. So most women might choose to maybe over exude sexual energy, or, you know, be very sexual in nature with other people, but not really understand that that's not the love that they're seeking. So I would really like to understand you guys' perspective. And if you guys want to talk about this more, please send me messages so that we can talk about this and get more into it later. See y'all later. Peace.